Blog Talk Radio.
So the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. Whoa. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced.
Tonight, whatever
you're going.
right now.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship.
This is our Fourth Friday weekend.
Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the
temple. We're going to feature
with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together.
There is light, there is love, there is freedom. Oh, there is room in his heart, in his kingdom. There is light.
Oh,
party all night long. Me and my girlfriend jamming to our favorite song. God made me realize that my path was so unsure. That's why I know I can't walk that way no more. I don't walk that way no more. See, the Lord is calling me. He wants to set me free from all this misery. I don't walk that way no more. See, the Lord is calling me. He wants to set me free from all this misery. Time after time, my direction seemed to stray. Smiling on the outside, but my heart was filled with pain. My friends couldn't understand how the Spirit dealt with me and how I walk in perfect victory. I don't walk that way no more. See, the Lord is calling me. He wants to set me free from all this misery. I don't walk that way no more. See, the Lord is calling me. He wants to set me free from all this misery. Lord, how do I thank you for from you on every train.
Yes, I got to say yes. Yes, I got to say yes.
Well, into your way, gonna follow you every day.
Thank you.
At time and talent, MTC Entertainment is seeking for talent for the next project, Living to Love. Artist, musician, praise dancers, got time and talent. Destiny is calling. There will be no more stalling. Call 717-379-1503 for details. Time is running out. It's time to prepare, for the King is coming. And every 4th Friday weekend, join yours truly on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Friday, 7 o'clock, gathering starts. And on Saturday morning, join us for Saturday breakfast. And Sunday, it's Real Worship, live at 7 o'clock in York, Pennsylvania. So, give me a call for more details at 717-379-1503. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. We're live here. So call us at 657-383-0957. We're live at midnight on www.blogtalkradio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight. Tonight, we have gathered together here in the temple. Here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International.
Finale winner is.
We've come tonight to worship.
And now the weather, Pentecostal choir.
Record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record.
Wow.
It's praise. It's praise at midnight. Deborah Jackson live on Kingdom Focus. We pray that you got your praise on.
Even in the night is there for me. In the deepest dark when I can't see, I listen close to his voice. As he whispers, I rejoice. I release. Look at your name. The Lord's release. In the sabbatical year,
Every child of God was to release any debt that he was owed from his brother. But now watch this. Something else was to happen. God said in that seventh year, you were to give the land a rest. You weren't to sow a seed. You were in that year, you were to harvest what came up on its own accord. Now, we know about seed time. We know about harvest. But in the year of the Lord's release, God was telling his people, I'm God. I don't care how much Hebrew, Greek you know. I am still the God who can get some stuff done without you. Now, I got a word for somebody in here that's been doing everything you know to do, and there's still some things held up, jammed up, and that haven't been released. The Spirit of the Lord spoke in my spirit to say to somebody tonight that God is going to get some of this stuff done without you. You're not going to have to run around, check on everything, look at everything. All you need to do in this season is obey and look at your neighbor and say, some stuff is going to come up on its own for you. Look at your neighbor and say, there's some things that are going to happen for you and nobody's going to get the glory for it but God. No, look at your other neighbor because they didn't hear you. Look at them and tell them there's some stuff that's about to jump off for you. And it's going to come up on its own. And people are going to scratch their heads and say, how did that happen? You say, I obeyed God one night and stuff just started popping. It is the year of the Lord.
Scripture says in Deuteronomy 15:2, it says, this is how it is to be done. Every creditor shall cancel any loan they have made to a fellow Israelite. They shall not require payment from anyone among their own people because the Lord's time for canceling debt has been proclaimed. The seventh year. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a remission of debts. This is the manner of remission. Again, every creditor shall release what he has loaned to his neighbor. He shall not exact it of his neighbor and his brother, because the Lord's remission has been proclaimed. From a foreigner, you may exact it, but your hand shall release whatever of yours is with your brother. We can cross-reference that in Deuteronomy 15:1, Deuteronomy 15:3, Deuteronomy 31:10. Moses commanded it. And Nehemiah 10:31. When the neighboring peoples brought their merchandise or grain to sell on the Sabbath, he said, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or on any holy day. And every seventh year, we will forego working the land and will cancel all debts. This is the manner of the release. And every creditor that lends aught to his neighbor shall release it, and he shall not exact it of his neighbor or expect his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. We serve a holy God, my beloved. If God cancel it, it's canceled. God cannot lie, and his word will not return void. Now, you may say, wow, Does this mean that I don't owe my mortgage payment, my car payment? Does this mean that I don't have to pay back my school loan? Well, the word of the Lord said, every debt is canceled for those, my beloved, who have been born again, who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. It is those that have presented their bodies as a living sacrifice and are living holy, for God is a holy God. My beloved, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. Just like we want debt cancellation, we don't even have to ask for debt cancellation because it's already been promised. See, those that are kingdom-minded walk by faith, not by sight. And faith comes by hearing the word of God. Joshua, successor of Moses, God spoke to Joshua in Joshua 1:8 and says, Joshua, if you meditate on the word day and night, you will prosper and be successful. Solomon, God told Solomon, he gave him a choice of asking whatever. And he could have had riches. He could have asked for silver and gold. But Solomon asked for wisdom. Not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is to fear the Lord, to reverence him, to seek him. How do we seek him? Well, Jesus said to his 12 disciples to watch and pray. I believe one of the disciples says, well, how do we pray? And Jesus say, well, be not like the hypocrites, but go into your secret closet and pray. Abba, Father, that's reverence. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our transgression, as we forgive those that transgress against us. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name. My beloved, if you have experienced this encounter, this spiritual awakening, speak, believe, ask, you shall find, seek him in the morning, at all times. Not just in the morning, but at all times. And knock, and the door shall be open. And pray, and pray, and pray. Pray without ceasing. For he's holy. He's sovereign. Thank you. We were created to worship him in spirit and in truth. So open up your mouth and give him praise. For we were created to praise.
What a miracle.
And at midnight, Saul, whose name was changed to Paul, and his co-worker Silas, they were on a journey to Philippi to teach the gospel. Philippi was in Macedonia. It was the first example read about the gospel being proclaimed on a European mainland. The Holy Spirit had sent Paul and Silas from Asia Minor to Macedonia to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 16, 6 and 10. The first convert was a businesswoman by the name of Lydia. She and her household were baptized into Jesus Christ, according to Acts 16, 14, and 15. In the New Testament, also, the believers were baptized. So Lydia's household was made up of people who believed the gospel, according to Mark 16 and 16 and Acts 8:37. As Paul and Silas continued to teach this gospel, likewise, a servant girl who was controlled by evil spirit began to follow. Everywhere they would preach, they would cry out, "These men are bond servants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you and I the way of salvation," according to Acts 16, 17. And today, the statement is true, but many refuse to believe. 2 Corinthians 4 tells us, because of the cares of this world has blinded the mind. Paul's message shows that his disclosure were always well and reason and logic, and he wanted the people to concentrate on that message. Many times, without reading the word, meditating on the word, our intellect rejects the truth. My beloved, it is God's will that we, his creation, be in health even as thy soul prosper. You and I are born again. We acknowledge that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. For John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life." The decibel she heard, and the evil spirit was cast out of her. Why? Because there is power in the blood. And when you believe God's word, the word of God healeth thee, according to Psalms 107:20. Likewise, Isaiah proclaims that by his stripes you're healed. also like Paul and Silas. They prayed. They sung hymns of praise to God. You have the same opportunity for a miracle at midnight. And believing that as you exercise your faith and believe that as you pray and sing praises unto God, you too can receive a healing, a deliverance, experience true conversion of what it means to be free and refreshed and renewed in your mind, soul, and body. It is the Word of God that tells us step by step, acknowledge Him and commit your life to living out the Word out of obedience. Not only do you save, not only do you save your soul, but also your children and their children. Because the blessings of the Lord covers your faith. It covers your family, your whole household, according to Acts 16:33-34. It was saved. So my beloved, walk out your soul salvation in fear and trembling. Rest in His Word and expect a miracle. You're listening to with Deborah Jackson Live on www.blogtalkradio.com.
Well,
tune in.
It's about that time.
Saturday
tonight, somebody say tonight. Tonight.
On www.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have
I'm
the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe
I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord.
Don't anybody believe that
tonight? I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord.
There's going
to
be a moving
be
of the Holy Spirit even in this place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tonight,
thank you, Jesus.
I desire in the temple.
Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell Him. God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every sin.